News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
The provision of four new on-street public toilets for Dublin City Centre were announced last June. The most recent update is that they are still in the concept stage. With us is Donna Cooney, who is Green Party councillor for Clontarf. Donna, are you clear what the concept stage of a toilet is?
I'm not, Anton, and I'm just extremely frustrated because we've been having the same discussions in Dublin City Council since I was elected in 2019, is the provision of toilets. And, you know, we're yet to actually see the reality of these toilets appear on the street. You know, I suppose all councillors welcomed this announcement because we were told that toilets were going to be closed down on Stephen's Green, and we just didn't accept that. We're all of us are looking for toilets in our areas, and it's something that actually you'll find across the full council, that, you know, there's never any opposition to toilets. We're always looking for toilets. And yet, it's just not happening. And the executive don't seem to be able to provide them. I mean, we've had from different concepts where we could have like cafe style, you know, with a you know, lower lease or no cost for the rental if they provide toilets. We've gone through all the different iterations of toilets, and even though we thought this was extremely expensive, almost 6 million to provide these four toilets, since it was the only option on the table, we went with it because we just cannot, you know, we can't be a local authority and, you know, with the size of Dublin City, with the population of Dublin City, and not have a provision of public toilets.
Go back for a bit, Donna. Sorry, just check. Yeah. 1.5 million euro per toilet.
I know, isn't it? Yeah, well, it's includes. I know it's crazy. So, you know, it puts to spend a penny in a different ballpoint altogether. But no, but this is because they believe that for security reasons they need to be staffed.
With what? The Army Rangers? How can it cost 1.5 million to put up a toilet?
Yeah, well, between the build and the staffing. This is, well, I sometimes think these costs are put in because they thought, well, that would be prohibitive. The councillors won't go with that because we're putting in something that's quite ludicrous in terms of the cost. But we weren't given any other option, and yet they're now just at a concept stage. So, you know, it is ridiculous because, I mean, we've managed to put through an awful lot of pushing, we've put some eco toilets on the north of North Bull Island down by the causeway, and we put one in the St. Anne's Park, and we've got to get some more in there. And, you know, it wasn't exactly rocket science to put them in. They didn't even need plumbing or anything. They haven't. They work. You know, they're clean, they're maintained. There are companies that would supply toilets, and they do them across other counties. They do them, you know, not too far. You know, you have to go across the border to Fingal, out on the north side, and you'll find toilets along Holt, and you'll have everything from what was the actual old concrete toilets at the far end of the harbour to these newer ones that they've built that look like beach huts. So they can do them up in whatever style you like, so they fit the locality, and they're always really well maintained, lovely and clean. And, you know, and arguably you could even put more there, because when it's really busy at the summertime and people come to Holt and flock to Holt, and there's the markets and things at the weekend, they could probably do with even more toilets there. But at least they do have quite a number of them, and we don't seem to be able to manage.
No, and of course, where the pressures are going to be the greatest are going to be in right in the centre, where there is the greatest football league of tourists and shoppers. Donna, thank you for your time this morning.
We just need these toilets. We should have had them for the summer. Thanks, Anton.
Thanks, Donna. Donna Cooney, Green Party councillor for Clontarf. 53106, if you have a view, a text saying 1.5 million for a jacks, and another lot of ones in those wings. Anton, with the lack of proper duty pay and no overtime for military personnel, it would be cheaper to have the toilets manned by the Ranger.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.